The Cocktail Cabinet for Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. princewinestore.com.au.
Corrie, as we just said, it's time for a drink. We're going to head to the Cocktail Cabinet. And Miles Thompson is with us again from Prince Wine Store. Remember, you need to go to princewinestore.com.au to buy your wine, or you can go to the fabulous outlets in Sydney or Melbourne. The Melbourne one in South Melbourne is like a treasure trove, like an art gallery for wine lovers.
I know a certain husband who whizzed down there on, was it Easter Thursday, Miles? I'm sorry, he always asks for you. I say there are other people there. Miles is a very busy boss man, and you shouldn't
ask. Not really.
But I think he came in.
I act important.
Well, you've conned Pete, can I tell you? He just like, I'm only going to Miles, and we got a couple of beautiful Chablis.
Chardonnay.
Yeah, two of each.
Yeah. Were they good? Did you have them all over the weekend?
No. Well, somebody related to me might have had more than his fair share of a bottle. But no, we had the Chablis on the with our Good Friday dunch.
Nice.
And my friend Anita had cooked for us smoked cod, Caro, with a white parsley sauce, which was out of this world. Controversial, because not every, like you say, cod, and a lot of people go, oh.
Very old-fashioned.
But really, really beautiful. And then I did wonderful.
Prawn,
the Otto Lingi prawn and feta, also pasta.
I think we might have to revisit that on the podcast next week.
Well, I was going to do it as my recipe this week, but I thought I'd steal your thunder. So I'm doing a simpler recipe, and you can do it next week.
I think I will, because
it's a brilliant recipe.
It is, old Otto Lingi, revisiting.
Can't go wrong. I think I've got like five of his books.
Yes, and the simple one sort of was a brainwave, because his stuff always has a few rogue ingredients and they're not simple. So when Otto Lingi puts out a cookbook called Simple, I mean, everyone just flocked.
And have you seen those, is it Hedy McKinnon, those community?
Yes, community cookbooks. They're great.
Fantastic
too. We used to sell them hand over fist at the bookshop.
I've got both of those. There's Community and there's another
one. For me, Community is the best.
Neighbourhood. And I think she's put a couple of others.
That's my favourite. There's a lovely Asian inspired one.
I was going to say, I think Asian's the last.
Not a dud salad.
No, and she now lives in Brooklyn, I think. Is it Brooklyn?
Is it?
Anyway,
yeah.
Miles, but I just wanted to say thank you, and just to remind potties the importance of going. Well, please go to Prince Wine Store either online or
and
go and visit
us for me when you come in.
But also just the importance of having a local wine shop.
Sure.
Which is really helpful and wonderful. And you can kind of start nurturing your own interest in wine. Clearly that was happening on the weekend. There's a lot of interest in wine.
I think, you know, we always get, like, obviously our store's going to always have something interesting, hopefully, for you to try. But I think, you know, like building that trust with people who are experts. And, you know, there's lots of us there. And even if the person who's not helping you can't get you through, there's someone else that'll sort of finish the job, so to speak.
Fabulous.
You know, so if someone's kind of like, oh, I don't know, these questions are a bit hard, let me go grab someone else who can take you through it. So there's always, you know, there's a lot of years of drinking experience.
So, Miles, not everyone who's listening to this podcast, in fact, very few, will be heading over to Adelaide for Gather Round.
Sure.
But some might be, and I am, and I want to know what I should be drinking. And those who are going to be watching the telly and watching their team, or just wanting a drink this weekend, we want South Australian wine recommendations, please. There are thousands.
I picked two Adelaide Hills because that's what we were sort of talking about last week.
Perfect. Thank you.
And two reds. I just thought, given the change in weather and what's going on. So the first one's called XO is the producer, and it's their cherry pie. And it is a red blend, Pinot Noir, Grenache, Dolcetto, I think a bit of Tempranillo. And it's just this absolutely like juicy, juby red.
There's a new one.
Red
juicy
cherry.
And juby.
I loved jubes when I was young.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't mind a citrus one, I think. Not so much berry.
Yeah, how do you spell XO?
Just literally XO.
EXO, Caro.
No, just like XO. Like XO sauce.
And cherry pie.
Yeah, XO cherry pie.
I love
it's just super light, crunchy, you know, it's mainly Pinot and Grenache, so, you know, that's what you're getting, really lovely, bright, fresh, cut berry sort of fruit, pretty like simple and easy. It's $23, really great value.
And what would I want to eat with this if I was having a meal?
Oh, just lighter sort of fare, you know, grilled chicken, grilled pork, grilled white meats would be really good.
Any veal.
Sort of white meat dish, veal, yeah.
Your old veal casserole, Caro.
It sounds absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, if you like Pinot, if you like Grenache, If you like those lighter style reds, this is perfect.
Beautiful.
Nice and bright and fresh.
And good price.
Yeah, I thought I'd do something because the next one's a little bit more premium, but it's really fantastic.
Okay, well, let's go up the scale.
All right, then up the scale, I've talked about Michael Hall before, ex-jeweller turned, or jewellery appraiser, jeweller turned winemaker.
H-A-double-L.
Yeah, correct, yeah. Yep.
So he has his own little diamonds in the vineyard
He does. He finds the diamonds. Both these crew, I don't think, own their own vineyards. They're both sort of, they use leased vineyards and things like that, which is pretty common. And he gets, this has changed vineyard because there was fires. So he's had to change the vineyard, unfortunately. But it's the GI, whatever it's called, Mount Torrens. So it's Adelaide Hills, Mount Torrens. It's quite a high vineyard, about 400, 500 metres up. And it's Shiraz. And it is my favourite. He makes several, but it's my favourite in his lineup. And it's just this beautiful, like, you know, like licorice, like Dutch licorice. It's got this beautiful, like, salty, sweet kind of thing going on.
Dutch licorice.
Yeah, lovely, like, black fruits and really sort of, like, dark and inky, beautiful, like, deep sort of rich style Shiraz, but still lovely and bright and fresh at the same time. He has a real, you know, real ability to kind of keep lots of freshness in his wines despite having lots of that lovely sort of sweet fruit. But, yeah, distinct kind of like liquored fruit and kind of saltiness going on that's just really delicious. Yeah.
Wow.
I love it when you see it in wines like that. You see it in McLaren Vale a lot. You see a bit of that, what I would call that kind of like salty, sweet sort of thing.
If he's leasing his paddocks, is there a cellar door situation?
No, I don't think he does have one. He might. You know, there's a few operations around, certainly McLaren and other places, that people share cellar doors because they're kind of too small to have their own.
So if you were in the car with Brendan and Caro during the Gather Round long weekend and there was one vineyard that you might go and have a good cellar door experience, probably Adelaide Hills because it's close to the footy.
Yeah.
Is there one that comes to mind?
You know, I never get over there, so I couldn't give you a good recommendation.
Well, Potties, can you tell us? That would be nice. We'd like to hear.
I'm going to be at Mount Barker on Saturday. No, there's a few.
There's some really good stuff in Mount Barker.
Yep. And there is
Gary Garley and some of these kind of guys.
There are a couple of really famous vineyards and obviously very luxurious places to go and stay. I think headed up by Mount Lofty is probably Mount Lofty Estate is probably most famous. But there are so many fabulous and rich places to go and eat and drink. And Corey, you get in your car and you either head for the Adelaide Hills, which is, you know, what, 20 minutes really.
Yeah, it's so close.
Or you head for McLaren Vale, or you head for the Barossa. And you just see them on the road. Mm. And there might be a little sculpture park and a little gallery, or there might be a little fruit shop or a flower shop, or you get to Angaston and obviously there's the fruit and the dried fruit, but the vineyards are everywhere.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a cool little, and like you're saying that, you know, there's so much to explore within that McLaren, so different to Adelaide Hills, so different Barossa. And only, you know, a few hours to some of those places and you're really looking at really different wines.
And you're driving around, so you're driving around the Mornington Peninsula, like sort of Main Ridge and Red Hill and, you know, Shoreham, and you see these little vineyards and you think, oh, that looks good. But it's on steroids in South Australia because it's more open and flat. And there are the Adelaide Hills, of course, but it's quite fascinating. Mm. And then you've suddenly at the coast and
I've been
places
to that
like
area.
Port Wollongong and it's just beautiful.
I've been to that area when you drive back from Robe. Is that Coonawarra? No. You know?
Not sure.
On the border, near the border of South Australia, Victoria.
I guess that's Coonawarra. Yeah.
Border town.
Around there. Is that Coonawarra?
I'd have to have a look at a map, sorry.
Okay, I'll investigate while you two keep chatting.
Yeah, well, anyway, Miles, they're two fabulous reds. Now, the first one, the XO, is reasonable.
Yep. Yeah, Michael Hall, 62. So not crazy. And given the quality, you know, pretty unbelievable. He makes really stellar wine. So I've definitely talked about him before, but he does like Chardonnay and he does a beautiful like Roussanne and Sauve Blanc, Adelaide Hills Pinot. They're all very, very good.
The Michael Hall. Okay.
All the Michael Hall stuff.
Oh, that sounds absolutely
so
beautiful.
You can pick any of those wines.
Can I just jump in, Cara? It's the Coonawarra wine region and it's known as the Limestone Coast Zone.
Yeah.
And well known for its Cab Savs. That's where I've been. And when you talked about the big flat the big flat spaces. That's what I remember.
The Terra Rossa soil that runs
and the limestone.
There, the
well, that's a road trip we want to do because we want to go to, well, obviously Port Wollongong, but Victor Harbour and that whole area too, which is just a foodies and oyster lovers and, you know, swimmers paradise.
Maybe Miles could come and take us to wineries.
Miles is already taking us to Spain. He's taking us to Italy.
I've got a busy schedule.
we could basically block off the next 4 years. Miles is a wine influencer, Corrie.
He's a wine influencer.
Apparently.
Miles, that's great. So we have the XO, it's a light red, what's it called?
Cherry pie.
Cherry pie. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
And
it is what it says. 23
and obviously you get a discount if you put in the promo code MESS. And then 10%. The slightly more upmarket Michael Hall Shiraz, $62, but a decent discount, and that is a big ticket item for a
love that wine.
Occasion.
It's pretty limited too, so it often sells out. All his top sort of Shirazes tend to sell out throughout the year. They're quite popular. He doesn't make a lot, so.
We visited the Adelaide Hills today with Miles Thompson. Who knows where we'll take you next week? Miles, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Miles.
Thank you.